This is HPR episode 2070 entitled, Adventures with Jonathan Slocum. It is hosted by David Whitman and is about 12 minutes long. The summary is, join me on an audio-video adventure with Caption Slocum and another Robert W. Service Ballad.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by AnHonestHost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at AnHonestHost.com.
Good morning, Hacker Public Radio. This is David from St. Helens, Oregon, and I hope this is show 2070 that is being listened or published on July 8th, 2016. This will be my 60th birthday. I hope I did not procrastinate too long. Today I'll offer to you a suggestion for some fun and some interesting audio that you can download from the internet and listen to yourself. I had a very good time listening to these books and actually making an audio book and listening to it and watching a YouTube movie about Jonathan Slocum, who was the first man to sail single-handedly around the world. I have a sailboat and I like adventure and I understand a little bit about sailing, especially about the trials and tribulations you can get into, and I like going to different places in the world. So may I suggest that you have my three-layer cake with the extra frosting that is going to be part four, especially for Mike Ray, and you'll understand that when you get to it. But first of all, I would like you to read the book, The Voyage of the Liberati by Jonathan Slocum. It's a preview book, or the first book he wrote, and it precedes the Sailing Around the World book. And this book is not in audio form, however. It is at Project Gutenberg. I have some notes in my show notes that tell you how to get this. But what I did was I got the text file. You can get a Kindle, an EPUB, an HTML book there. But I chose to want to listen to this on my morning commute. So I took advice from Ken Fallon and other HPR hosts. I don't remember exactly who, but I'm sure it was Ken because I think he listens to the CIA handbook or something, and on his way to work, or used to at least, and he made audios of these. But I used eSpeak, which you can get easily by on your Linux box by sudo apt-get install eSpeak, and then use the eSpeak command, which is eSpeak -f the location of your file -w and the output of your file, what you want it to be called. Then find that. It's a WAV file then, and you can put that on your phone or other listening device. And thank you for this advice. I really have used this a bit, and it's really good. I like listening to the computer voice. But this book, The Voyage of the Liberati, Jonathan Slocum was a ship's captain, and he got stuck in South America through some misfortune. And he brought his family home by building a sailing boat and sailing this long voyage from South America up to the United States. So I suggest that you take this book first and consume it in some manner, whichever way you choose, and then go on and download the book, Sailing Alone Around the World. It's an audio book read by Alan Chant, and the address for this is a LibriVox project book. And it's LibriVox.org/sailingaroundtheworld. Then there's slashes. Let me read this over again. It's LibriVox.org/sailingalonearoundtheworld by Jonathan Slocum / and all the words have hyphens in between them in the title. So grab this and listen to it. I think you'll find this interesting. I like Jonathan's approach on life. his descriptions of the places he went to in the world and his adventures and how he got along there. And it just is a real heartwarming, lifting book for me. I just was really thrilled in order to be able to find this. It's one of the standout audiobooks that I found. And then after you get done with that, switch over to YouTube and watch the YouTube movie that explains more about Captain Slocum, his adventures, and about his boat, the Spray. And you can get dimensions, if you want to build your own Spray, and maybe you will by the time you get done with this, off the internet, and they give you lots of explanation about that and about people who have built that. Now, so my birthday gift to you is these three books or three audio presentations or two audio and one video presentation. The Voyage of the Liberdade by Jonathan Slocum. Make an audiobook of that. Listen to the audiobook Sailing Alone Around the World, read by Alan Chant, who's really good at this. And watch the YouTube movie about Captain Slocum by following the address that I've given you. And now I want to present LibriVox recording of The Cremation of Sam McGee by Christian Hughes. Now, last year I read The Shooting of Dan McGrew, a Robert W. Service poem. I read that myself. I really don't like reading these things myself. I'm not very good. My audio really sucks. So I found this by Christian Hughes. It's one of my favorites. So enjoy now The Cremation of Sam McGee, and happy birthday to me. Thank you for listening and contributing to Hacker Public Radio.
The Cremation of Sam McGee by Robert W. Service. Read for LibriVox.org by Christian Hughes. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge I cremated Sam McGee. Now Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the south to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say in his homely way that he'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. Talk of your cold, through the parka's fold it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we closed, then the lashes froze till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we laid packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed, and the stars o'erhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me, and, "Cap," says he, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request." Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then he says, with a sort of moan, "It's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Yet 'tain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that, foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains." A pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail, and we started on at the streak of dawn. But God, he looked ghastly pale. He crouched on the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee, and before nightfall a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and I hurried, horror-driven, with a corpse half-hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate those last remains." Now a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were dumb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies, round in a ring, howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh, God, how I loathed the thing! And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow. And on I went, though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. The trail was bad, and I felt half mad, but I swore I would not give in. And I'd often sing to the hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a trice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. Then here, said I, with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying around, and I heaped the fuel higher. The flames just soared, and the furnace roared, such a blaze you seldom see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why. And the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out, and they danced about ere again I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a peep inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked. Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm, in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge I cremated Sam McGee. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.